Hello, and welcome to Choose to Rise, a podcast where I share practical tips, strategies, and things that inspire me to help you too. My name is Kim Meyer, and I bring almost a decade of experience in helping others create healthy habits, work through struggles in life, and rising up out of the hard times to live the life God designed them for. As your virtual lifestyle coach, my goal is to inspire you to rise up and live your very best life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's go on with the show. Hello, Choose to Rise fans. Welcome back to another episode of Choose to Rise. I know I've been a little quiet here lately, and my apologies for that. I have just been mad dash working all around a few life-changing things, kind of day-to-day things. I started expanding my coaching into a new role. I now work for one of the local hospitals in a health coaching capacity. I am a health education specialist slash wellness coach. And I get to take things a little bit further and go work with new people and new clients and really focus on working and bringing health to a broader scope, not just personally here, right here in Choose to Rise. And so I'm really excited about that. But it's kind of limited my time a little bit. And so I want to actually bring something to you today that I learned while at an event for this well coaching position. And so we went to like a week or so ago, we went to a kind of lunch and learn an economic development networking event. And it was really fun. We ate lunch, we chit-chatted with other area businesses. And there was a speaker who was talking not necessarily just about time management, but one of the things in her presentation caught my attention right away. And I just knew I had to share it with you. She was talking essentially about calendar flushing. And the whole point of them doing it in a business sense was to, you know, look back at your calendar quarterly and all the meetings and all of the business things that you've done and the tasks and the things that consumed your calendar, the things that you were doing, were they moving the bottom line? Were they, moving you towards the greater goal of like earning an income as a company? Cause like she categorized everything on her calendar as red, as in like non-income producing, yellow, which was tasks that led to income producing, and then green were things that were very much income producing, bringing you new clients, working with clients, that kinds of thing. And so they look at their calendars as a whole department in her business, and they kind of flush that out, all the color coding. And that was really obvious then when you color code things, in a reflection standpoint of where you're spending your time and if the tasks that you're spending your time on are moving you towards your goals. And so personally, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a fabulous time management technique, something that we can do the same thing personally. We just reflect on, look back at whether it's your week or your month or maybe even a quarter or a year, depending on what kind of goals you want to look at or how long of a time you want to, analyze. Obviously, the little bit longer that you do it, like if it's more than a week, so like a month or a quarter, can really kind of give you more data to look at and to analyze. But when we think about those time frames, like what was it that filled your time? Were you, scrolling? Were you watching TV? Were you actually working on things? Were you doing the things that you said you were going to do? If your goals are to, live a healthier, more sustainable life, are you making time for your workouts? Are you, doing some stress management pieces? Where is your time being filled up basically? And then were the things that you were doing, when you look back at that stuff, when you really reflect on those things, are there things that you want to do more of that were on your calendar and you just didn't seem to have the time for them? Are there things that you want to do less of on that calendar? And then where can those things that can we kind of flush them out? And so flushing is really just taking out the non-productive things or taking out the things that you don't necessarily want to do in the future, either finding a way to outsource them or just stop doing them in general. A year or so ago, I took a kind of a big long break from the podcast, and it was just because it was something that wasn't like giving me a lot of joy. And so you deserve the best of me. And so if I wasn't feeling joy, I wasn't going to be projecting joy. And so I decided to take a break from a little while. So I flushed it off my calendar for a little bit. And then I came back and full of joy and full of happiness and excited about sharing things with you again. And so sometimes that can happen in life with other things that are going on. Maybe it's a certain friend group that you're hanging out with. Maybe it's a certain thing on your calendar that like some meeting or some whatever it is. It's important for you to kind of really analyze how you're spending your time. Is it bringing you joy? Is it giving you the things that you need out of life? Are you making progress towards your goals with how you're using your time now? And then once you kind of decide, you know, where you are things that you're flushing out, you know, maybe crossing them off or, you know, making a list of things, now it's time to kind of refill that calendar, right? Because we can't just sit around and do nothing. That's not productive. So what are the things that you want to refill into that calendar? The filling side of it is adding things that you want to move towards. Like maybe you set yourself, you know, it's December of 2023, maybe you're, or 2022, maybe you're setting goals for 2023. Maybe you have ideas or things that you want to achieve in the new year as we move forward that. And so really deciding on what an end goal, an outcome might be. I really have been focusing with my life coach clients and my self-care clients on really focusing on habits and behaviors. And so I would definitely say, you know, the hierarchy, if you were setting some goals for 2023, my suggestion is maybe have some outcomes, maybe like a certain income point that you want to make. Maybe it's a certain weight that you want to achieve. Maybe it's a certain, you know, amount of time that you want to work on your business or spend time with your family or a trip that you want to take, or something big and kind of outcome-ish, right? Like an end result piece. Set those things. But what I really want you to focus on are the actions, the behaviors, the habits that are going to get you to that thing. Because I can say all day long, I want to be, you know, 180 pounds, or I want to be, you know, a size 6, or I want to have, you know, I want to go on a trip to the Bahamas. I can say anything I want, but if I don't create the actions and the behaviors and the habits that are going to get me to that point, it's all just pie in the sky. It's kind of like just like putting it out in the universe that it's going to happen. But you have to put some work into it. You have to put some effort behind it in order for it to happen. So one thing that I would say is that you, once you kind of set those kind of outcome goals, really determine and set the behavior goals that are going to help you reach that outcome. So, you know, three kind of ways that you can, or a couple ways I want to share with you to kind of prioritize some things on your calendar, making sure that they are, once you've flushed out the non-productive stuff, you want to fill it back with things that are a priority to you. So, you know, identifying maybe three critical daily tasks that are going to help you reach the outcomes that you kind of maybe put on your vision board or your goal list, your kind of resolutions that you want to do. And so one of them, maybe you want to live a healthier lifestyle. Okay, cool. So how are you going to, what critical task are you going to put on your calendar, maybe multiple critical tasks you're going to put on your calendar that are going to help you achieve that goal? One of them might be a workout slot on in your day, wherever it falls, in the morning if you're a morning person, in the afternoon, evening if that's when it fits best into your day, but make it a non-negotiable. Before filling your entire calendar for the week or your entire calendar for the month, limit yourself to putting those non-negotiables on the calendar first, right? So like, we put doctor's visits, we put meetings, we put children's activities, we put all kinds of things on our calendar. But if you're not making time and space for you and your goals, they're never gonna fit on there. And then you're gonna feel overwhelmed and just like it's not worth it, right? So identifying those outcomes that you want to achieve, identifying maybe 3 to 4 critical tasks, and then making them non-negotiables, putting them on the calendar first. And then once you have that on there, then you can backfill all of the other things that are kind of must-dos or like-to-dos in your day, in your week, in your month, in your year, okay? So really kind of prioritizing tasks in 4 levels. The first and foremost are like the urgent and the important. And I would say that those critical daily tasks that you're identifying that are going to help you reach the bigger outcomes, kind of breaking it down one bite of the elephant at a time, those are going to be your urgent and important. And when those get put on there first, then you have, you know, you have time for them and things are going to work out in your favor. The second thing is kind of the important, but not quite urgent, right? And then the urgent, but not important. And then lastly, neither urgent nor important. Those are more of those like extra fill, like fluff kinds of things, like maybe, you know, like, and I don't want to categorize anything, I guess, but like just making sure that you are organizing them in a way that makes the most sense for you and your goals. Because something that might be important to you and something that might be important to me are two completely different things, but you have to decide what's important, what's not important, what fits your goals, what does not fit your goals, and organizing your schedule in a way that prioritizes the critical daily tasks that's going to help you move towards your goals is definitely a way for you to make sure that you are on track to having success as you define it in the future. And so, you know, one kind of way that I kind of prioritize like my self-care is I obviously work out every single day. If you follow me on social media, you see me posting every day. It's there to inspire you. It's there to help you stay accountable. If you see me, you can do it too. If I can do it, you can do it. And then also, one other thing that I do, so I schedule my workouts in the morning. I schedule my journal time in the morning. I schedule my scripture time in the morning. I've actually created a brand new journal called the Choose to Rise Daily Planner. It's a 365-day planner. So it's 370 pages. It's a beast, but it is designed in order to be a daily kind of guide to your day. So it starts off with some scripture. I have a 365-day plan in there for you as a whole, but then also every single page of the planner has the next piece of the 365 reading. So like yesterday, I've started this whole thing for myself. So yesterday, I was reading Genesis, 10 through 12. Tomorrow I'll read, you know, the 13 through 16. And so, it's really just kind of a matter of every day it's right in front of me. And that's my chunk of the Bible to read that day. And so making sure that's a priority for me, because it is a priority for me, my scripture, affirmations, gratitude, goals, prayer lists, daily movement. They're all in there and making sure that I'm identifying things. And then there's a to-do list section that has the must do's, which this is where your, critical daily tasks fall into, the would like to do's. This is kind of that urgent but not important kind of section, and then the schedule for later, which is neither urgent nor important. And so when the things kind of pop into your mind of like the things that you need to get done in the day or things that you need to get done that week, you can put them in those three categories, those buckets, and then really focus on the must do today column first. And then if you get all those things done, great, move to the like to do column, and then move to the schedule for later if you have time or you just know that it's going to be there for you in the future. So that's available to you. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on Lulu. And I actually really like the Lulu quality better. It's a little bit bigger spacing. It's a little bit bigger. Just the margins are different the way they print it. So I personally really like the Lulu version better. But if you want to find it on Amazon, you can do that as well. You just search my name, Kim Meyer, Choose to Rise Daily Planner, and you should find it. If not, shoot me an email or send me a DM on social media, and I'll gladly help you find it. Okay, so kind of back to this. When you are, you know, organizing your things, kind of refilling your calendar, another way that I try to organize and prioritize myself, like my self-care, is it within my nutrition. So I can say, yeah, I'm going to plan healthy meals, but I really want to make sure that, you know, having a healthy meal every day or prioritizing the healthy meals could be a great outcome, but my behaviors and actions don't match, then it's not going to happen. So what I really try to prioritize first are getting in my vegetables. So making sure I'm kind of charting out when I'm making my meal plan for the day, where my vegetables are falling into place, because otherwise they just seem to not appear. And so if I have to be really intentional with making sure I'm getting enough greens, and then, so I start with my vegetables, with my greens, and then I move to proteins, and then I move to fruit, and then to grains. Grains are like so available and so easy to get in. So it's really just a matter of really focusing on the ones that are hardest for you, right? So being intentional with my vegetables, then my proteins, then my fruits, then my grains, making sure, which is a behavior and a habit that I've created that is helping me live a healthy, fulfilling, sustaining life by having healthy meals available. So hopefully this has been helpful to you. You know, having that calendar flush, really reflecting, looking back, what's been working, what's not been working. What can I remove from my day-to-day calendar that is maybe a drain or is really not productive, not helping me reach my goals? And then where can I, you know, do, it's kind of like doing a time audit. We've done a podcast about that in the past. And then moving forward, where can I fill, right? What can I fill it with? Are the things that I'm filling my calendar with a priority for me? Are they helping me move towards my goals? So I hope this was helpful today. I hope that you learned something new, that you find something that you can get to life. And if you want to get the planner, reach out and ask or search for it on Amazon. It's gonna be a great tool for you. Hopefully it's a great tool for me. And I created it because it's been helpful to me. So I know it could be helpful to others who want to either develop a morning routine or have a morning routine that they want to consolidate into one place. So I hope you're having a great day. I hope you enjoy this podcast and I hope you tell other friends about it. The best way for this podcast to grow is to tell other people and to inspire them by just sharing it on your newsfeed, sharing it in a text message, or just even going and leaving a rating and review. That helps more people find it too. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being back here with me. And I hope to be back here a lot more in the future as we move forward. Talk to you soon, friends. Bye. Thanks for listening in today. And if this inspired you, I hope that you'll share it with a friend. Telling others about Choose to Rise is a free and easy way to help the podcast grow and help inspire others around you to grow as well. Also, if you're encouraged by this podcast and want the opportunity to work one-on-one with me as your life coach, join me in the Rise Up Club, a place where you get weekly one-on-one coaching from me to break through those things that are holding you back in life and an opportunity to grow and prosper in this world. Send me an email at choosetoriseup@gmail.com with the heading Rise Up Club, and I'll be back in touch with you soon. We'll set up a free 30-minute coaching call and then determine how we can best work together going forward. I look forward to hearing from you.